to his real estate dealings. The Trump Organization is accused of misstating the value of assets like golf courses and skyscrapers, as well as misleading lenders and tax officials.
Fox's Tony J. Powers. Former President Trump wrote online early this morning, it's a continuation of the greatest witch hunt in U.S. history. On the heels of the FBI raid at his Mar-a-Lago, Florida residence, Fox's Griff Jenkins says
his attorneys were reportedly not allowed to be present during the raid. Agents seizing some 12 boxes of materials, including notes from North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un, a letter from Barack Obama, a cocktail napkin, and a birthday dinner menu. Meanwhile, as Trump also faces new scrutiny over his personal taxes, a group of GOP House members huddled with him and say the former president is ready for a fight.
And if anything, it paves the way for Donald Trump to unify the party once again and run for president.
Congressman Jim Banks tells Fox the former president has now made up his mind about that 2024 run. And while Republicans demand answers from the Justice Department on the raid amid a probe into White House classified records, sources tell Fox there are growing threats online aimed at the FBI director and agents and the attorney general. Later this hour, we'll find out how bad inflation was last month. Economists predict consumer prices did not rise quite as much as June's 40-year high.
The key driver, falling gas prices. But prices for staples like food and rent are still high, so no dramatic inflation dips are expected.
Fox's Jill Nato. The price of gas has dropped 57 days in a row, and a full dollar from June's record high. AAA's national average for regular now $4.01 per gallon, which is still 82 cents more than a year ago. America's listening to Fox News.
Dak Prescott here. Why do I choose proven quality sleep from Sleep Number? Because better sleep elevates my game. Only my Sleep Number 360 smart bed helps me fall asleep faster, keeps me cool, and effortlessly adjusts for my best sleep. The result? 28 minutes more restful sleep a night. That's more focus, more edge, and more highlights. And that means more wins for all of us.
All smart beds are on sale. Save 50% on the Sleep Number 360 limited edition smart bed, only for limited time. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com. Sleep Number, the official sleep and wellness partner of the NFL.
Every search you make, every click you take, they'll be watching you.
Are you tired of being tracked online? There's a simple solution. DuckDuckGo. It's an all-in-one privacy app with a built-in private search engine, web browser, one-click data clearing, email protection, and more, all for free. Download the app today and get the most comprehensive privacy protection with the push of a button. DuckDuckGo. Privacy simplified.
More Trump-backed candidates won primaries in Wisconsin. Tim Michaels beat Rebecca Clavish, who was endorsed by ex-Vice President Pence. And Michaels will try to unseat Democratic Governor Tony Evers.
From my first day in office to my very last day as governor, jobs and the economy are going to be my number one priority.
Brad Finstad won a special election to fill a vacant House seat in Minnesota, replacing Congressman Jim Hagedorn, who died earlier this year. Also in Minnesota, Congresswoman Ilhan Omar narrowly beat back a primary challenge from a more moderate Democrat, Don Samuels. More buses of migrants who came to the U.S. illegally have just arrived this morning in New York City.
This has obviously launched a war of words between Governor Greg Abbott and the city of New York. The Abbott has been accused of sending migrants here who have arrived illegally to New York City, essentially without any of their consent, sending them here even though they don't want to be here.
Fox's Brian Yenis at the bus station. Governor Abbott, a Republican, has also sent migrants to Washington, D.C., blaming Biden policies for a surge of migrants crossing the border. Opening statements are today in Michigan at the retrial of two men charged with plotting to kidnap Democratic Governor Gretchen Whitmer. The search for a killer in New Mexico may be over.
Albuquerque police arrest 51-year-old Muhammad Saeed in connection with two recent fatal shootings of Muslim men.
We think there might be involvement in two other homicide cases. Those are still considered open and active, but we're working on more evidence testing and more interviews to continue to build that case with the prosecutor's office.
Deputy Commander Kyle Hartsock. Four Muslim men have been killed in the city since November. Saeed charged with two of the homicides, but officials say he is the prime suspect in all four.
That's Fox's Kristen Goodwin. On Wall Street, ahead of the inflation report, stock futures have been rising modestly. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. I'm Jim Miller. Governor Pritzker welcoming Indiana businesses affected by the neighboring state's new abortion restrictions. Governor said companies looking to expand should know that Illinois will protect the individual rights of their employees. His comments comes after Republican Indiana Governor Eric Holcomb signed a wide-reaching abortion ban law Friday. All goes into effect September the 15th. Republican candidate for Illinois Governor Darren Bailey is blaming Governor Pritzker, Chicago's mayor, and Cook County State's attorney Kim Fox for the crime that plagues the city. The downstate Illinois senator called the trio, quote, the three musketeers of crime, and accused them of turning their backs on police officers. A teen is dead following a shooting in Decatur. Police say it happened in the 1200 block of East Sedgwick Avenue. The 17-year-old victim taken to the hospital where he died. An investigation is currently underway. Anyone with information in this case, you're asked to contact local authorities. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
The start of your day is going well. Beautiful morning as we bring on Greg Soulier. Nicely done, our meteorologist here on ESPN 93.5 at 7:06. How are you, Greg?
All right, Diane. Thank you much. Good morning. Boy, you hit the nail on the head. It is a gorgeous one out there. A little hint of autumn will be in the air from time to time in the next few days, particularly in these late night, early morning temperatures around here. Yeah, so cooler and drier. The operative weather words, and I tell you, area is done too far south of Champaign proper, coming up with another couple of 2 or 3 inches of rain yesterday. And there's more rain ahead for some of those waterlogged areas south of the Ohio. But everything in from the north and northwest in the coming maybe 10 days to 2 weeks. So that keeps temperatures at bay. The atmosphere largely dry and, again, very comfortable around these parts. And speaking of which, we've got that this morning from 59 at Willard and Savoy. Cool spot over at Ogden St. Joe at 52, they say. 58 over at Danville, 59. Rantoul, get down towards Villa Grove and Posotum, close to the 60-degree mark. Next little weather system, sprinkles on us here maybe tomorrow afternoon. Another stray shower chance on Sunday, and that is it in the moisture department. But, again, no sign of any real hot nor humid weather coming our way over the next 10 days to 2 weeks. Good news there. Sunshine for the day today. A few puffed up fair weather clouds as the day wears on. A little patchy ground fog in a couple of spots here currently. The high up around 82. Light northwest wind. Clear, comfortable again tonight. We'll bottom out at 58 tomorrow. Clouds build could lead to a couple of raindrops into the late morning or afternoon tomorrow. We'll high up around 83 on a north northeasterly wind. Clearing off by tomorrow evening. We'll bottom out at 56. Partly cloudy. Nice for the day on Friday at 79. Gorgeous weather for the weekend. We do carry a mention of a stray shower here on Sunday. No consequence to outdoor activities. Highs near 80 on Saturday, 83 on Sunday. Then highs right around 80. Nights in the upper 50s to near 60. Delightful weather continues on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday of next week. For CFJ Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Soulier.
Thank you, Greg. I'm Diane Ducey. Stevie J's traveling. Stevie J Travel. Iceland has been his destination. I'm kind of responding to what's been going on when it has, you know, FBI's raid of Mar-a-Lago on related materials. And are we going to see exactly what happened with a motion asking the U.S. District Court in Southern District of Florida to unseal as soon as possible that search warrant materials used by the FBI to raid President Trump Mar-a-Lago home in Florida? I mean, when we get Stephen Robb's perspective, what happened?
Well, I mean, my interpretation is that this is one party in America going after another party. And in this case, its symbol, its leader of that party. And they, it's not, as we know, it's not just Donald Trump that they hate. It is all of us and everyone who, all normal Americans who work hard, who are patriots, who care about this country, care about their family, people of faith. They don't like any of that, and they're coming after us, and we see it up close, and maybe in a more powerful slap across the face than we've seen in a long time.
Stephen, do you think we'll see some of these, you know, warrants and materials used to try to define this FBI raid and truly see what they saw to justify what they did?
Well, I mean, it looks like it's going to be slim no matter what it is. This is exactly the MO of the Russia gate, right? Where they kept everything secretive and said, oh, trust us, there's all this deep things that we have proof of, that we know beyond doubt. And they have lost the benefit of the doubt that we once gave the Justice Department and the FBI when they would say, trust us, we can't tell you, there's really big things here that you just can't know about. They have lost, the American people do not trust that, do not trust the Justice Department and FBI. It's been weaponized. We've seen it again, and this has happened in history. This happened during the founding era with the Sedition Act. So the Federalist Party created the Sedition Act to punish their political opponents. In fact, put them in jail, in fact, shut down five newspapers during that time. Well, what happened to the Federalist Party that did that? Within 15 years, the Federalist Party was gone, was a thing no more, because the American people rose up. They saw that, led by Jefferson and Madison, who responded to that with in furor. The American people agreed with Jefferson and Madison that this is not America, this is not who we are, and they put an end to that act, and they put an end to the Federalist Party. And it went away. And then we need to repeat that history because it's certainly repeating itself. Well, they are attacking one party, attacking another, attempting to shut it down at every turn, destroy us. And we need to respond in great numbers at the polls this November and at the polls in 24 and remind them whose country this is.
I'm Diane Ducey, brother Johnny. Stevie J, our host, is traveling today, and John's kind of a political activist.
Well, I'm listening, and you're right, and that's where you really start to understand the importance of voting integrity, because that's how we can rise up. And if that goes away, they've got that covered too, and so there's nothing you can do about it. And so that's a big focus now, but I agree with you. We're kind of under assault here. We need to recognize that, number one, and then do something about it, which is simply
Well, that's changing. Exactly right, and that's why I wrote the book. The Founder's Speech to a Nation in Crisis is the words of the Founding Fathers in a speech to America today, and it's in their own words. The whole book is their words crafted together into a speech that is meant to call America and to remind Americans of who we are, what is our ethos, what do we believe, and why are we uniquely Americans? And that's what we need to hear. We need to be reminded of who we are, and that will give us the energy and the strength to stand up to this chaos, to this tyranny that is right before us.
Yeah, and the Founding Fathers sure had a way with words, and if you go and learn what they told us, it still works. That's a great history, and I'm glad you're doing that.
Amen to that. Well, and one last thing from Madison. I love Madison. So he says, may it not be asked of every intelligent friend the liberties of this country, whether the power exercise of such an act, and he's talking about the Sedition Act, such an act as this ought not to produce great and universal alarm, whether such an act, if made perpetual, would not destroy our free system of government or prepare a convulsion that may prove equally fatal to it. So, yeah, they stood up strong and they said, this cannot stand. We have to end this, because if we do not, it will end our nation. And that's where we are. That's the choice we have. That's the choice Madison reminded us of in 1798. It's the choice we have today. And now how will we respond? Will we stand up to this tyranny?
And we have a pretty big advantage. We've got 240 years of how it actually works. When they did it, it was still a little fragile, and they were only about 25 years into it, and yet they knew that's how it had to be, or the whole thing would be.
That's exactly right, and we have the ability, we have a constitution to stand there, and we have the ability to amend that constitution, to place amendments in there that used to be just part of our ethos, part of our right as Americans, we understood. Now we have to get into that. We have to convene that convention of states, and we have to codify the rights that we have that many have forgotten, so that we can disallow this kind of usurpation of our freedom and this kind of tyranny.
Now, while things were happening, I know Trump posted a campaign ad-style video to Truth Social following that FBI raid on Mar-a-Lago, and you were going to respond to that. Is this a hint to White House 2024?
It sure looks like to me. It sure looks like he is reminding us of how great it was, how bad it has gotten these last 2 years, and ending it with a powerful message of hope. Hope for America, and hope that we will have leaders like Trump and DeSantis and others who will step in and who will put an end to this, eradicate the deep state as we know it today, and restore the rights of the people.
Well, I tell you, Stephen, just one more point, and I would like to hear what you think, but politically, I thought that was a really dumb move. I mean, I think they're empowering Trump. If that's who they're trying to get rid of, I don't think they're making the right call. So I think it just helped his political base grow a little bit on what they did with that raid.
Yeah.
And he was already coming up. I think it might have been a panic move, but I don't know what your take on the politics.
Well, I think they live in a bubble. So I think they have a very difficult time at reacting, at understanding the reaction to. First of all, they vilify all of us, and they think that we are both evil and stupid. So they do not make choices based on what a rational, reasonable human person with common sense would make. They live in this echo chamber bubble where they bounce off of each other, and so they make decisions that, to them in the moment, seems like a genius move. And we're all standing outside this bubble, kind of watching them, shaking our heads and wonder, how could they so little understand America and Americans? And I think they have completely miscalculated on this. I think this slap across the face to regular old Americans is going to gain a response that they never intended.
Well,
so I think they have poked the tiger, and they're about to get bit.
Yeah, I guess, Stephen, it makes sense with, if you vilify 20%, it works. If it's 70%, it's just not going to work.
Well, that's it. That's exactly it. Well, and I thought that video just was inspiring, was powerful, and is that a reminder of who we are as Americans. And this is what Trump has done so beautifully, and that is to stir in America that sense of patriotism, that we love this country. That we see America, the tapestry of America, and all the beauty. We see the flaws, but we don't focus on the flaws of our history. We focus on the victory we've had together in overcoming the flaws of our past, and that we did that together. It should be a unifying story. It should be we come together as Americans to celebrate how far we have come. But all they see is, all they do is tear down. All they do is walk up to that mural and focus and pull the threads of those few ills and evils, and paint the whole country with those few bad threads, and that's the tragedy of it, is that they do that to acquire power, and if we let that become the narrative of America, then we will be lost, and that's why that narrative of America is what the book, The Founder's Speech to a Nation in Crisis, is all about. Is a reminder to Americans of who we are.
Well, we sure appreciate the conversation today. Stephen Robb, he has written the book, The Founder's Speech to a Nation in Crisis. You have a good day, Stephen, and thanks for appearing on the show.
Thanks, Stephen.
You as well. Thank you.
All right, take care.
Have a great day.
ESPN 93.5, we've got your weather forecast from our meteorologist Greg Solier to hit now, and then we'll get into our Fox Business Minute in just a second.
Hello again, everyone. That's Check Weather for East Sensatola, Champaign, and Van Nevis. Saturday, delightful summertime spell of weather ahead for the next several days. Matter of fact, right on through a good part of next week. A couple of frontal boundaries clearing the area. Went yesterday, and it's heavy rainfall to the south. That continues to wind through areas of Kentucky. Expectations of a secondary cool front to generate a stray shower tomorrow. And then, yeah, cool and crisp nighttime hours and delightful afternoon readings expected across the area. Humidity in check as well. A little patchy ground fog around some spots early on this morning. Otherwise, bright and beautiful with lots of sunshine. Afternoon temperatures pleasant at 82 with a light northwest wind. Clear, comfortable tonight, 58. Clouds beautiful today. Tomorrow, it could be a stray shower in the afternoon. Spotty at best, 83 the expected high. Clearing off early tomorrow night, down to 56. Partly cloudy, 79 to 80 on Friday. Saturday and Sunday, highs up around 80 to 83. There could be a stray shower Sunday. Nothing going on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. High temperatures either side of 80 degrees.
Since Busey Bank first opened our doors in 1868, we have built upon a tradition of close relationships and broad financial capabilities. Our experienced team provides the highest level of personalized service to ensure we accomplish your goals, simplifying your wealth management and business lending needs, and ensuring a legacy for generations. building business, growing wealth since 1868.
Price index up this morning is expected to show the economy cooling. Price increases, though, are forecast to have remained close to a four-decade high last month, moderating as some gas and food costs eased up. The CPI estimate is for a rise of 8.7% in July from the same month a year ago, down from 9.1% in June. Elon Musk has sold $7 billion in Tesla shares as he gets ready for his court battle with Twitter. Musk disclosing in regulatory filings he unloaded about 8 million shares of his company in recent days to avoid an emergency sale if needed. And Disney reports after the bell today, investors are watching closely for clues into the future of streaming and whether Disney Plus can meet or exceed the 10 million net subscriber adds which have been forecast. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Lillian Wu, invested in you.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
What are the most important issues facing Americans today? Every Tuesday, join me, Brett Baer, chief political anchor and executive editor of Special Report, and my rotating all-star panel of experts as we discuss the policies, practices, and possible solutions to the biggest and most important issues. You can hear new episodes every Tuesday. Subscribe now at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.
During challenging times, family and health come first. This is Starla Carr with Provident Financial Group. Many of us have spent the past year feeling a little bit out of control. There are steps you can take to help plan for a better financial future. Now is the time to take action and create a financial plan that's right for you. Contact us today at 217-366-3456 or find us online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA, SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
What kind of bedside manner would you like your doctor to have? At Roof Doctors, they make sure you feel good about what they can do for you. They make sure they answer all of your questions and feel comfortable about whatever procedure your roof needs. Roof Doctors has helped customers for over 30 years. Randy and Tammy have helped make lives better in our community with their generosity and kindness. Roof Doctors is a company you can trust if you need anything done on your roof. Roof Doctors in Urbana. They make you their number one priority.
Kelsey Furniture in downtown Tuscola sells Tempur-Pedic beds. What's it like?
I'm going to tell you right now, Stevie, that thing is the best thing I've ever slept on in my life. My wife and I both have said we've never had better night's sleep. And the people at Kelsey's were fantastic. Brian is the guy that helped us. You know, as much as I did my research, he had a world of knowledge about beds themselves. Oh, man, it's like sleeping on a cloud, man.
Kelsey Furniture, downtown Tuscola.
Here's what new customers are saying about Interstate Batteries.
It's nice to see capable and helpful associates. They did a top-notch job.
They were easy to talk to and explained everything.
Service was prompt and I was a walk-in. Total service time was only like 20 minutes. I highly recommend Interstate Batteries.
Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable. How much is dependable worth? Experience them for the first time at 2504 North Mattis. Way out there, but worth the drive. Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable.
Visit InterstateBatteries.com.
Thanks for listening. ESPN 93.5. Almost want to skip over our Redbird recap. Usually I'm doing sports when Stevie's here at quarter till and a quarter after. It was not so much for the St. Louis Cardinals here on ESPN 93.5 yesterday.
With Ricky Horton, I'm John Rooney, and the story is not a good one from Denver, Colorado, where last night the Rockies outhit the Cardinals 22-8 and won 16-5. Ending the Cardinals' seven-game winning streak.
It was an uncharacteristic rough start for Miles Michaelis, to say the least, as he gave up 10 runs. He was only able to go 2 2/3 innings. The Rockies just pounded the baseball. They had 3 home runs, including a very long home run by Ryan McMahon that was 495 feet. And the Cardinals just could not get enough going offensively. But the Rocky onslaught was insurmountable anyway.
The Rockies are looking at this like their playoff series, playing the Cardinals, coming off a 3-game sweep for the Cardinals in St. Louis, beating the Yankees.
Well, they came to play. There's no question about it. And Cardinals are going to have to figure out a way to get off to a lead in Game 2 today.
And that's behind Jose Quintana, his second Cardinals start against lefty Kyle Freeman. We're on the air at 6:45 from Denver.
The Cardinals Hall of Fame and Museum is the official home of Cardinals history.
For those who want to be a part of one of the sport's greatest collections in the world, museum membership is the way to go. Cardinals Museum membership provides unlimited admission for 1 year, exclusive Hall of Fame bobbleheads, discounts, ticket offers, and more, in addition to supporting exhibit design and artifact restoration. There are a variety of membership levels, including our ultimate level of membership. For more info and to join, go to cardinals.com/membership.
Washington Nationals beat the Cubs 6-5 yesterday. They'll use Justin Steele on the mound with a 120 start over on US 105.9 as we say go Cubs. Keep in mind, Pia's is a great place to wear your Cubby blue or your Cardinal red and watch the games. We also have live broadcasts featuring Athletic Director Josh Whitman out of the gate. August 26th, ahead of our home games, we'll be live with The Drive at Pia's with Lante and Derek Piper. Looking forward to a great season ahead. As a matter of fact, I was catching some audio. You know, everybody's wondering how things are looking with Coach Bielma about our quarterback situation as we have camp going on at Memorial Stadium.
Well, like I just said, like if there's somebody that jumps out, I do know this, right? I don't know if I'll announce it, but when we get ready to play Wyoming in game week, right, like that Sunday when we'll get together, everybody in the room will know who the starting quarterback is, coaches and players. Whether we tell the media, we kind of play to see where we're at. But I know our guys will prepare that week with the idea of who the starting quarterback's going
to
be.
When it comes to the Chicago Bears, Roquan Smith is wanting to leave, says he doesn't feel like he's valued in Chicago. I know the Bears will have a preseason game at noon on Saturday against Kansas City, Indianapolis against Buffalo at 3 on Saturday, your New Orleans Saints Saturday at 7 in preseason action against Houston.
Here we go.
Here we go. Do you do any fantasy football, Johnny?
Oh, no. Okay. I don't want to track it. It's too stressful. I got enough just to worry about the Saints. It's just like, and then I'm done. If they, whatever happens, it's over. But I do pick teams. You know, there's a pool where you just pick winners.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'll do that.
Okay.
So I do have some interest around the league.
Very good. Well, Serena Williams had an essay yesterday, and, you know, she's hinting around retirement. She's talking about it in a way where she's talking about growing the family and evolving. She never really used the word retirement, but she's planning on competing in the U.S. Open, so that's a trending story also. For us, we've got the Humble Hog in downtown Paxton, and that's our GoSteever.com offer today. As you spend Stevie J's money in downtown Paxton, the Humble Hog has wonderful barbecue.
And sounds good.
Exactly. They have one sandwich that's piled high, I think with macaroni and cheese involved in that too, called the Big Ben. So the Humble Hog in downtown Paxton is what we're spotlighting with our Stever offer today. Go Stever.com. I believe after 8, you'll have that opportunity to hit up that website and see if you can come out a winner. At the end of the day, as we have a little, the computer working on these different factors of how often do you win, and make sure some new people are coming by to check it out. And of course, you have to fill out that survey within 7 days of your experience so that we can get that information and help companies grow. We are ESPN 93.5, and we've got your news coming up next, and we appreciate you being part of our beautiful morning.
Illinois football will have the national spotlight on August 27th.
The Illini in the debut of Brett Bielma celebrate a win.
We need you at Memorial Stadium as the Fighting Illini take on Wyoming during Week 0, the opening weekend of college football. Bring your friends and family and get a 4-pack of tickets for only $59. 4-packs are available now at FightingIllini.com or by calling 866-ILLINI1. Hail to the Orange!
The Cardinals host the Brewers August 12th through 14th and celebrate the Heartland Coca-Cola 1982 World Champions 40th Anniversary Weekend. On Friday, 25,000 fans ages 16 and older will take home an embroidered 1982 V-neck jersey courtesy of Phillips 66. That's Friday, August 12th. The Cardinals, the Brewers, and 82 V-neck jersey. Great seats remain. Get your tickets today at cardinals.com/promotions.
If you're looking for a space for special events, Homegrown Restaurant is now booking. Catering events, banquets, weddings, holiday parties, taking your reservations now. Homegrown is a farm-to-table restaurant at the Atkins Golf Club at the University of Illinois that has plenty of terrific space for that special day with incredible photo opportunities and around the golf course. And they can seat up to 200 in their beautiful banquet room. So call Homegrown today. Open 7 days a week from 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. right off Route 130 and Windsor Road in Urbana. Open at 10 a.m. on Saturday and Sunday for brunch. For more, visit eatathomegrown.com.
Thinking of selling your home? Today's market is crazy, but one way you can be sure to stand out is by replacing your old flooring with new hardwood. And the best place to do it is Carpet Weavers in Champaign. Carpet Weavers boasts the industry's best brands, including Shaw, Mohawk, Paramount, and more. When it comes to natural beauty and a rich quality, nothing beats new flooring from Carpet Weavers. And they have financing options for your budget, so you can always afford the floor you truly want. Increase the value of your home by installing new, high-quality options from Carpet Weavers.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. It was delayed when his ex-wife, Ivana, died. Today, former President Trump takes questions under oath for the New York State Attorney General's investigation of his businesses.
Trump in a Truth Social post saying this, seeing racist New York State Attorney General tomorrow for a continuation of the greatest witch hunt in U.S. history. My great company and myself are being attacked from all sides. Banana Republic.
Fox's Griff Jenkins. It was a primary Tuesday in four states.
In Minnesota, Democratic Congresswoman Ilhan Omar squeaked by in her primary against centrist challenger Don Samuels. In Tuesday's Wisconsin GOP primary for Senate, incumbent Ron Johnson's won. He'll face Democratic Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes.
Fox's Jill Nato. Seven murder convictions were overturned in Chicago over allegations of misconduct by a former police detective. Those murders were between 1989 and 96. America's listening to Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. I'm Jim Miller. Illinois coming off a record-breaking year for its unclaimed property program. State's treasurer said the program returning a record $280 million to taxpayers from July last year through June this year. The more than 362,000 claims paid during that time, also the record. Champaign man charged with murder in a deadly hit-and-run in Champaign. Police say Bryson Walker hit by a car Sunday night at the intersection of Mattis Avenue and John Street. The driver, identified as Marcus Davis, didn't stop following the incident, and Walker died at the hospital. Police determined that Davis and the victim knew each other. One of the best boys high school basketball players in Champaign history has died. Clyde Turner, the all-time leading scorer at Champaign Central, more than 50 years after he last suited up for the Maroons, died on Tuesday. University of Minnesota, where he went to shine for two seasons with the Gophers in the early 70s, announced his death on Tuesday. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for Eastern Illinois, Champaign, and Penhampton. This Saturday, delightful spell of weather ahead as we move on through this mid-stretch of the month of August, coming off for recent rainfall. Once again, significant rains to the south and southeast yesterday across parts of the area, upwards of 1 to 3 inches. Nothing like that on the maps and charts, nor any substantial heat or humidity. Afternoon temps for the day today with sunshine and a pleasant day. A little patchy ground fog around some spots early on this morning, up to 82 with a light northwesterly wind. Clear tonight, comfortable 58. Clouds build for the day tomorrow. There could be a stray shower in the afternoon. A little reinforcing cool front will come in from the north, high around 83. Clearing up early tomorrow night, low down to 56. Partly cloudy, pleasant weather on Friday. The high to about 79. Gorgeous weather ahead for the weekend. Maybe a stray shower here Sunday. High temperatures up around 80 on Saturday. About 83 on Sunday. Low 80s for Monday. Up near 80 next Tuesday and Wednesday. Nights down to the upper 50s. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solier.
Long's Garage in Urbana and Jasper Engines and Transmissions offer cost-effective solutions to your present engine or transmissions trouble. Avoid a costly new car purchase or high lease payments by putting new life into your present vehicle. Let Long's Garage install a Jasper remanufactured engine or transmission with a 3-year, 100,000-mile nationwide warranty and available premium service plan. Call Long's Garage at 367-3942. Long's Garage, 217-367-3942.
Additional greenhouse savings are going on now at Prairie Gardens. Take 40% off all perennials with fresh new shipments in bud and bloom for your summer garden. All 40% off. And save 40% off all ornamental grasses. Plus, all flowering shrubs are 25% off. Shop beautiful butterfly bushes, hydrangeas, and more. Entire stock, 25% off. Hurry in for these summer PG greenhouse savings and more right now at Prairie Gardens. Locally owned plant experts, extraordinary gardening, home decor, and more.
Congratulations on the whirlwind that is.
My friends, it is really sad. It's heartbreaking to see this happen to the country that we love. This is our home. It belongs to us, to our children, to our grandchildren. It's where our dead are buried. And we deserve better, and we can do better.
That's Laura Ingraham at last year's Republican National Convention. She's host of the new show coming up, The Ingraham Angle. She has written a new book, Billionaire at the Barricades, The Populist Revolution from Reagan to Trump. I'm kind of a fan here. In fact, I'm a kind of a big fan, Laura. Congratulations on all that's happening in your life.
Oh, you guys are so nice to play that clip. Kudos to your producers for getting that clip and playing it. As someone who does a daily radio show, I really appreciate the production of your show, and there are a lot of people behind the scenes I know who make it happen for you guys, and I'm just so thrilled to be with you. Thanks so much.
Well, we're thrilled to have you, and I just said you're coming up, and somebody texted in, she's the real deal! She's the real deal!
Thank you. I try my best. Well, I don't always succeed, but I do try.
Well, you said being a mom is number one. Tell me about that.
Oh, that's, I'm so glad to have you asked that question. It's fun. It's hard. It's frustrating. It's the best thing I ever did. It's all those things. Mm-hmm. I never thought that when I was in college that I would be my age. You know, I'm only 30 or so. that I'd be my age and have three kids from two different countries. I have a little girl, Maria, who's 12, and she's originally from Guatemala, and my son, Dimitri, who's 9, and Nico, who is 7. If you would have asked me, that would have been how things all turned out. I would have said, no way. I'm going to have this picket fence life, and it's going to be like Leave It to Beaver. But my goodness, God is so great, and He's been so wonderful to me. And the kids are really why I'm doing this. I mean, I can't leave them a country that is like less free and less prosperous than the country that I grew up in. And so that's why I'm doing it, really.
Well, it's wonderful. And I've said many times on the program that the further the country moves from God, the worse it's going to get. You wear your cross prominently. Has anyone on television tried to get you to take that off?
No. I mean, I work for Fox, and no, never. There have been some nasty comments on social media from the left, because they're the only ones who can speak out or have a viewpoint. If a conservative person or a person of faith expresses his or her heartfelt views, then that doesn't really count. So there are always those naysayers, but that doesn't bother me. It really doesn't affect me in the slightest.
Wonderful. Billionaire at the Barricades. Why'd you write it?
Because I think it's important to put a frame around what's happened over the last few years with the rise of Donald Trump. People think Donald Trump being elected was an anomaly. Oh, he's just elected because he's entertainment industry, or he was a reality star, and you know he had his own money. But what they don't understand is he was elected for the same reason, in many ways, that Reagan was elected in 1980. I mean, and almost became the Republican nominee in 1976, because there are so many people, the people I came from, the working class people, who see the country going off the rails under the bipartisan establishment, a political establishment in Washington. You know, the same people who are opposing Trump today, many of them were opposed to what Reagan was trying to do in 1980, upend the GOP establishment and reshape the party toward a more working class mentality. You know, we support the working class people in the country because they're the backbone of the country. They're the people who volunteer in the military. They're the people who went to factory jobs, supported their kids. They stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. They believe that American citizens should be put first, not last, by politicians. And so Trump was part of that populist fervor that really had been bubbling in the Republican Party since Reagan, and took a few detours along the way.
Yeah.
You know, George H.W. Bush is a good man and a great patriot, but remember, you know, he talked about Reaganomics as voodoo economics.
Mm-hmm.
He was the one who wanted to open the door to China. And then George W. Bush, of course, taking us toward double-digit you know, double-digit trade deficits, doubling the national debt, I should say, and open borders, more generous immigration amnesty in 2007 that was ultimately defeated by, again, the same populist forces that elected Trump. So this is a family feud that's been going on for some time, and finally we had someone who had the money and the gusto, the bravado, to take on the entire media establishment, political establishment in both parties, and Hollywood elites at the same time. And he ended up winning.
Yeah.
It's not an anomaly. This is where the heartbeat of America is right now.
You start your show, is it 3 weeks from today?
Yeah, October 30th.
Wow.
Ingram Angles.
Okay.
10 p.m. Eastern time.
10 p.m. Eastern, 9 o'clock in Champaign-Urbana. In 1 year from now, what would you like us to say about the Ingram Angle?
That she's a truth teller. She cuts through the haze of the stories of the day. And so she surprised us with what she covered and how she covered it. She surprised us. She made us laugh, and she made us think. Even if we don't always agree with her, we know she's a straight shooter. And if they get one laugh a day, and maybe a piece of information they didn't already know, then I'll consider the show a great success.
And finally, Laura Ingram, how do you deal with the hate, the vitriol, the awful things the left says? How do you move past all that?
Well, I mean, God didn't put us on this earth to be loved. God put us on this earth to do right and to try to do the right thing. We're all fallen people. None of us are perfect. But I don't let the white noise of the critics bother me. I never did. And I honestly don't care what any of them say. I know in my heart what made America great and what will continue to make America greater. And if I can give voice to the men and women who have been deep-sixed by the old Republican order and the old Democrat order, if I can give them a little bit of inspiration every day, then that is really, I mean, it sounds hokey, but that's really what keeps me going. So I honestly don't care what anyone says about me. It really doesn't bother me. And my kids
yeah,
and my family,
yeah,
and my close friends, I care what they think.
Well, listen, congratulations on the whirlwind that has been the last 6 months in your life, and congratulations on being such a successful single mom and all that you're doing, and you're a terrific voice. I'm a fan, a big fan, and I congratulate you. Keep it up. God bless all of your work, and we really appreciate you.
Well, that's humbling. Pray for me, and I'll pray for you. I need it.
Thank you, Laura. We appreciate you.
All right,
thanks for your
care.
Time. You bet. Laura Ingram, the Ingram Angle, starts 3 weeks from tonight on Fox News. She'll follow Sean Hannity and be 9 o'clock Central Time. Her book is Billionaire at the Barricades, The Populist Revolution from Reagan to Trump. ESPN 93.5. Congratulations to Sarah Champagne. Sarah Honda has won the President's Award. This is an award recognizing the best Honda dealerships in America. Sarah Honda has achieved excellence in sales, service, and customer satisfaction. When you go into Sarah Champagne, you'll see what winning the Honda President's Award means with their outstanding focus on you. Visit Sarah Champagne and experience excellence with not only Honda, but GMC, Buick, BMW, and Subaru. Sarah Champagne, off Neil at Burwash in Savoy.
PDR Automotive in Urbana has been providing quality auto repair service for almost 50 years. Trusted by AAA Motor Club, PDR employs ASE-certified technicians that use the latest in diagnostic equipment. They offer nationwide warranties and are even authorized to perform vehicle maintenance that won't void your factory warranty. Check them out 24/7 online at PDRauto.com. When you turn the key and the car won't run, call 367-9481. They are what's best for your truck or car. They are PDR.
Great to hear some best of with Stevie J traveling. Iceland has been his main destination. They had some high seas earlier, Johnny, so I think they rerouted the boat.
Yeah, those cruises at the sea, you know, they're a lot of fun to be on the boat. I have learned through my own personal experiences that if you stay out at sea long enough, the chances of hitting bad weather are 100%.
I see. Okay, then. Well, communities hiring private security as crime rises amid police shortages. As we visit with security expert Andrew Sternkey He is a PI and the CEO of Juris Deputy or Disputes and Investigations, assembling a team of some of the most experienced investigators in the country. Andrew Sternke in Dallas, I'll bet you're keeping busy.
Yes, we are pretty busy.
Well, it's there's a lot to do in that area, Andrew, and a little bit alarming, actually.
Yeah. So, we do a lot of work within investigations and the cybersecurity side of things. But, what we're seeing across the country as far as the lack of law enforcement personnel to really cover their respective cities and, the rising crime is a concern.
Well, there's a shortage. Speak to that. I mean, how can we recruit better police?
Yeah, so I think part of that is just really, with how the economy is going. I mean, you're seeing this across all industries. Is that we just have to start paying more, which unfortunately that takes a little time, because we have to now deal with the tax end of things for cities. But right now, I mean, the concern is that there's actually a shortage of the budgeted hiring numbers. So that's the big concern right now.
Well, Andrew, I think one step in the right direction would be maybe we should start saying that generally law enforcement are the good guys and that the thieves and robbers and shooters are the bad guys.
That's a good
concept. Let's go back to that.
Okay.
And then maybe you can go to the law enforcement can help stop these people instead of attacking them, whatever they do. And we might get more people interested in helping out on the law enforcement side. Because
it's definitely, I'm all about balance. We can't ever go, to either extreme. So we obviously, have one faction that says this. Ban all law enforcement,
yeah.
And the other ones that think we should be more stricter. There's a fine balance to that.
Sure.
And just what we're seeing across the country, and then with businesses suffering, especially in some of these larger cities like Seattle, New York, where because of the lack of law enforcement manpower, they're having to hire their own private security, which I think that is a good thing to some aspects, because I see that as really being a force multiplier for law enforcement, because there's a lot of things that a private security officer can do, just be a presence, be a deterrent, and then also in combination with video technology that we're seeing more and more. That all of those are aspects that are a force multiplier and a deterrent for the law-abiding community.
Yeah, well, right. It's an auxiliary support for the police. So you're there, and then you can notify them if they need some help. But the other problem right now is some of these folks, they might get arrested or stopped, but they're going to be right back out. There's no real justice system that's puts you through a due process when you start burning down a building. Why not take a look at that instead of just say, go light another one on fire? I don't know what to tell you, but we're getting what I think we would expect, Andrew, which is, hey, you get what you tolerate, I suppose.
And that goes back to
my original comment of going to the extreme. Like, no, we can't not stop prosecuting criminals. Because this is what's going to happen. Now, we can't, go the other way of allowing law enforcement to be, Gestapo, but that's not, where we're at right now.
Right.
So security expert.
Find that.
Andrew Sternke is visiting with us, a PI. Like I have said at the beginning, business is probably good. I see that the violent crime numbers have surpassed in 2021 the numbers for Baltimore, New York, and L.A., and Washington, D.C., and Seattle. And there was a report earlier this week about a Starbucks closing in 16 stores, mostly in L.A. and Seattle, because employees are concerned about their safety. What are we doing here? I just am so frustrated, Andrew.
Well, I think we're all frustrated, and you know, fortunately, hopefully, you know, the citizens of those cities that are really being negatively affected, you know, can, you know, start really putting the votes in to make sure that you know, law enforcement has the ability to do the right thing.
And if, I guess, people can hire private security, like your company or who you represent, to stand detail to protect their customers and employees, but that does cost money.
So, we personally don't do physical private security. We deal more on the investigations and cybersecurity aspect of things. But we do work with a lot of private security firms. And what they have to deal with on a day in, day out basis.
Well, good luck with all that. We need you. Try to keep these guys at bay, I guess.
Yep. I mean, we all need each other, you know, including law enforcement, businesses, and citizens.
Uh-huh. Absolutely. We've been visiting with Andrew Sternke about the state of security and police reinforcement. He's the CEO of Juris Disputes and Investigations. Thanks for being on, Andrew.
Thanks, Andrew.
Yes. Thank you for having me.
ESPN 93.5. Are we solving any problems, Johnny?
Yeah, well, we're talking about some. I think the more you talk about it, the more you realize you might have.
There you go.
No, there's people out there recognizing things that need to be done, and you just like you mentioned, roll with the punches sometimes, Diane, and just do the best we can. But yes,
that's right. We'll be back with Steve Suderman. Good vibes. I need to figure out his phone number. I just kind of, you know.
Well, we could ask Steve, but he's not even in text range now. Exactly. You know, they had two. The winds were too high to get in their schedule port, so they had to move to, I guess, Inverness is where they're going.
Okay,
Scotland.
Very good.
But they're still making that transition, and so, you know, he was telling me one time how much fun they had trying to get back to San Francisco with something like 55-foot waves. I'm like, that really sounds like a lot of fun. Steve, I'm glad I didn't go. But most of the time it's great, and they have such a good time on not just the cruise ship, but on all the places they get to stop. But I haven't been on the circuit that much, Diane. So,
you know, it's easier with Stevie here, I think, Johnny. I'm so sorry. I'm juggling, but Steve Suderman has called in, which is great. Hi, Steve. How are you?
Well, thanks for making the number one I could remember.
Hey, Steve. It's exactly. Brother Johnny. We're just holding the fort down.
I knew that. I heard that voice. You say from downtown Philo? Is that right?
That's right. The Radio Free Philo here in the center of the universe.
I love it. So
we're coming up on back to school, and something used to strike terror into the hearts of children, and I was one back then. But we're seeing normalcy creep back into things, and I'm really happy about that. And by that I mean there's good product flow, the price increases that were happening every time we look at a new price sheet, it'd be oh my gosh, that's kind of behind us. We're actually seeing prices drop on especially the premium TVs.
That's good.
And, you know, those are the OLEDs and the QD-OLEDs and the 8K. That's happening. There's a TV shootout that is an annual event that's held in New York City and at some store, but this has gotten national publicity now year after year because they get all the heavyweights in the industry to bring their very best models, tune them up to the maximum, possible picture quality that they can deliver, and Sony always wins. Just hands down, the top of the line Sony model has been crowned the winner, I think 4 years running, and you know Samsung or LG will creep in there, and there's always a number two, and that's generally an LG, and Samsung has the number three one, and all three of those sets that were at the top of their game, the King, Queen, and Jack, if you will. Are in stock and on display and hooked up here at Good Vibes, and at least two of them have come down in price. That new Sony one, no, sorry, it's at the top. But we're really proud to have that selection of things where we can show you why these things outperform the more mundane stuff. And to complete that picture, oops,
Sorry about that.
I go over?
No, you're good. We're in.
Am I being gonged?
That picture. I want to hear more about the picture.
I want to complete that picture with sound because Klipsch is the so-called keeper of the sound. They're upper-range soundbars. They make wonderful regular speakers and subwoofers and all that stuff, but their soundbars sell in great velocity, and we used to kind of look down our nose at that as a solution. Now, they're so sophisticated, but it's still a one-connection hookup and a simple remote, and it's an easy thing. It's a do-it-yourself, and they're so good, it's scary. You ought to see what those things sound like, and those are hooked up here at See and Play.
Steve, some of these pictures you're talking about does look like you can just jump right into the screen. And
exactly.
I just can't imagine if you go back 25 years, the difference, which I thought we were doing real well about 25 or 30.
Exactly.
But now it's amazing what you can get. And it's really enjoyable to have that kind of sense.
It is. And they're customizable for, you know, whatever your lighting conditions are. We can tell you why you might want one brand or model over another, you know, based on how you watch and what you watch and what time of the day you watch. So, you know, that's the thing about local business. You don't get that at Walmart, and you don't get it at Best Buy, frankly.
Oh, yeah, and that installation and the service that you have at Good Vibes there near Round Barn, it's off the charts. And you got such a great team behind you. I know Mike Roy and I have crossed paths with him being one of the head honchos with Sydney Fun Days and all that. So I tell you what, you got a great team behind you too, Steve.
Well, thanks, Dan. It's there's something we tried to add up, I think, 160 man or woman hours of years of service here between us all.
That's pretty good.
There's a lot of experience, so we can get it right.
That's right. All right, give us your address.
We are at 2010 Round Barn Road and on the web at gvibes.com. Some of these Klipsch prices aren't going to break till the end of the month. We're breaking them early here in the store.
Awesome.
And all right,
351-0909 is the number that I was trying.
Is the published regular number. It doesn't turn on until about 8:30, though.
Okay.
Have a great day.
All right.
Thanks, Steve. Take care.
Awesome. I know we usually get some kind of classic rock song behind him.
Remember, all right now. I'm getting the flow of it.
Okay, good. So, Brother Johnny, appreciate you being here. We are ESPN 93.5, and we've got your news headlines coming up shortly.
Norm Miller here, chairman of Interstate Batteries. You know, without batteries, life would be pretty lifeless. That's why Interstate All Battery Centers carry them in every size, shape, and style, so you can drive, drill, call, film, or do whatever it is you want to do. Stop in today. They've got the power to keep you going. Interstate All Battery Center. Outrageously dependable.
Interstate All Battery Center. You'll find them outrageously dependable just over Interstate 74 at 2504 North Mattis Avenue in Champaign, with batteries for most every application in stock.
It's a stress-free summer at Merle Norman Cosmetics. Looks are effortless with the 2022 Explore Color Collection. Ask about the limited edition 12-shade Exploration Eye Palette with guided labels for precise application. Next, swirl on neutral or berry cheek trio blush and finish with one of the new plant-powered tinted lip balm colors for shiny, nourished lips. Shop the Explore Color Collection while supplies last at Merle Norman, 706 West Marketview Drive in Champaign, over by Subway.
Diane Ducey here. Get the most money possible when you sell your home. Call Nate Evans of eXp Realty.
Sell your home with Nate. Pick the price, pick the day. Go to the
You're listening to WSJK, ESPN 93.5, Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
More and less. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. Inflation surged again last month, but not as much as in June.
The consumer price index for July eased slightly, but remains close.